For the first time since the beginning of the Saudi invasion of Yemen, Yemeni tribal forces have fired mortar shells on Saudi Arabia's border city of Najran. At least one Saudi officer was killed in the attacks. Captain Yasser al-Qahtani lost his life after mortar rounds fell on the city's state buildings and military bases, leaving a number of casualties. Riyadh has declared a state of emergency in Najran and suspended all flights to and from its airport. There are also reports of fighting on the outskirts of Najran. On the ground in Yemen, Ansarullah fighters and allied army units have made their way into the southern port city of Tawahi. Meanwhile, Saudi warplanes carried out fresh airstrikes on several districts of Aden, where fierce battles with supporters of the fugitive former president and extremist militants continue. Ali Al-Ahmad, director of the IGA, joins us from Washington to share his thoughts with us on this. So, Ali Al-Ahmad, again, this is a major development regarding Najran, if you can tell us why that is.
I think because this is the first time the Yemeni forces are really responding to the 40-day Saudi bombardment of their countries. As you know, at least 2,000 Yemeni civilians have been killed in 40 days of Saudi-led attacks on Yemeni territories. So after 40 days, the Yemeni are able started just to respond to the Saudi aggression and scored a major hit inside Saudi territories and took, according to videos we received, Saudi soldiers captive. So the Saudis have not been able to capture a single Yemeni soldier or Yemeni fighter vis-a-vis the Yemenis who have already captured Saudi soldiers. So this is a huge development in terms of the war, and it shows that the Saudi army and the Saudi government is really inept in spite of its air superiority and support by the United States militarily. They are unable to dislodge Yemeni forces from Yemen, and that's why they resorted to buying and purchasing mercenaries from Senegal and other countries to help them against the Yemeni people.
Okay, how about a breakdown, if you can, as of a week to 10 days ago, when you take a look at the military, on the one side, you have obviously the Houthi fighters and the Ansarullah fighters. On the other side, you have some of the military that is allied with the Houthi fighters. But then you have some that are undecided. This was based on reports, some that have remained undecided. Do you think that if they were to come on the side of the, let's say, the Ansarullah fighters, the Houthi fighters, that that might change the equation, at least on the ground?
Absolutely. I think any country that's been attacked by outside forces, its people will rally around each other and to fight the external enemy. And I think that will happen. I think if we see the Yemeni army units join hands with hand with the popular committees and with Ansarullah, their capacity will be increased, and their ability to respond to Saudi aggression by either shelling Saudi cities or by taking Saudi territories will be really boosted by such unity.
And finally, quickly, you know, ultimately when it comes down to it, obviously there's got to be some kind of political solution, but Saudi Arabia backing Hadi does not want the Ansarullah movement to have any say in the government, maybe 1% at most. How will that get resolved?
I don't think the Saudis will get their way the way things are going. They will have to swallow that poison one day. We have about 8 days before the summit in Washington, and I think before that, things will change in either direction, that they might finally agree to accept the new realities in Yemen, a Yemen that is not under the control of the Saudi monarchy.
Pleasure talking to you as always. Ali Al-Ahmad, director of IGA there from Washington. Thank you.
Thank you.